Hello everyone, welcome to the Coastal Band Chat. Welcome back to the show for those who have listened in before. Been away for a little bit, had some stuff going on, been busy with work, hadn't been feeling really great. So anyway, getting to not feeling too great sorted out. Been going to the doctors and whatnot, and hopefully I'm on some antibiotic now, so hopefully it'll get rid of these infections in my head and my sinus cavities, and I'll start feeling a lot better. But until then, I've just got to get it out, unfortunately. Maybe I could take a week-long nap. Just kidding. So tonight, I was going to talk to you about using your past to motivate your future. So, you know, we've all had past experiences, whether it's been bad choices, bad relationships, bad jobs, bad friendships, dealing with family, friends, whatever. But anyway, you can use those situations to help you going into the future. You can, number one, you can use it to maybe just change your path in life. You know, if you're around toxic people and whatnot, you know, change the circle you run in. Change it and be around people who are not toxic, who they're positive, they're upbeat, they're motivated, they have done something with or are in the process of doing something with positive with their lives. You can just hang out with them and it'll rub off on you. If you follow their cue, do what they're doing, it'll rub off on you and you'll start thinking and acting the same way. And if it's a positive way, it's going to benefit you. I know some people, you know, it's hard to get away from toxic people. But anyway, you can do that. And just use that toxicity, the toxic person, what they were doing to you back then, just keep that as a motivating factor. Just like, hey, I don't want to be like them. Or I don't want to be back in that situation. And just keep plugging away. I know, and then relationship ending, that's the best time to make a move in life. I mean, what more to motivate you, you know, especially if you're not ready for it to end and the other person is, you know, and, you know. It's like you gotta be an adult about it. But I mean, just use that like, hey, I'm gonna show this person. And you know, if you're in a place in your life and your career where you're kind of stuck, go back to college, go find a different job, get some training that will help you in your current job if you like your current job, to where you can progress. I know I did that one time and I got back into school and I took it serious, and like, I don't think I even like really got involved with anyone for like 4 years. And before I knew it, I had knocked out my associate's degree. And, you know, I made pretty much straight A's doing that, which I just made sure I didn't have distractions. But, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't worry about my other situation, but I use it as a motivating factor to get me through it, you know. Same with divorce. I mean, once you're divorced, hey, it's over with, let it go. But use that situation to improve yourself. Like, you know, if you're not working and you're in a marriage, it ends or whatever, and all of a sudden you're having to go find work, I mean, use that as a motivating factor going forward. And you know, get your education if you need to get your education, get training, whatever, but make it to where in the future you don't have to, like, if something like that happens again, or you find yourself in a situation to where you do have to keep working, or, you know, make more money because whatever you're making is not covering your bills, you know, you'll be there. You'll be in a good situation. You know, but just, it's very, you can use past experiences, even bad choices. Like, if you do something, I'm not saying anybody's dumb, but we've all been there where we've done stupid things in life. Just look at those, you know, use them like, hey, this is what it got me, never doing that again, and just keep using it to move forward, motivate you to move forward, and eventually you'll get to where you want to be. But anyway, that's it for tonight. Follow us on Instagram, coastal_bend_chat. On Twitter, Coastal Bend Chat. Facebook, The Coastal Bend Chat. Our website, www.coastalbendchat.com. And starting this Sunday, I was going to do it a couple of days ago Sunday, I'll start doing Sunday shout-outs. And I'm going to start acknowledging positive people. People I may know who have businesses or side gigs or just all-around positive person. And I'm going to highlight them on an episode on Sundays. It's going to be Sunday shout-out. And I also look on social media if I see people that are, you know, positive, promoting positivity, passing on, like, retweeting just whenever without, you know, someone asking, and just going about it that, you know, doing whatever, sharing, trying to help people out, promote their cause or whatever, or just doing a good cause, doing a good deed. I want to shout them out. So if y'all know of someone like that, you can go to my website and share it with me. Or I'm going to share this later on. I'm going to do a blog post, and I'll share it from my website on Twitter and Facebook, and probably not Instagram, but anyway, but yeah, let me know, drop a comment of like who, you know, point them out to me, because I'm going to start doing that every week. So anyway, but until next time, I will see y'all later. Thank you for stopping in and listening, first time listeners. Hey, I appreciate it. But I will see y'all again next time. Thanks a lot.